join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is I Will Not Retreat by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Hebrews, the third chapter, verse 35. I don't know if this is a series or not. It depends how much I get done. Some of y'all don't know how I do this. I get a thought. And then I start praying about the thought. Following God's, the Holy Spirit's leading as he gives me scriptures about that thought. And then it turns out to be a series. That's not how it starts with a thought. Somebody said, boy, that's a lot of thinking. It starts with a thought. It ends up being 4 weeks, 6 weeks. So we'll see what this is. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, starting at verse 35. And the writer of Hebrews, some say Paul, some says Apollos. Hebrews 10:35, the writer says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense and reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Verse 38 and 39 from the New Living Translation. It says, and my righteous ones will live by faith. I like that. Any righteous people in here? Righteous means that you've been declared righteous because Jesus died and washed your sins away and he made you righteous. Any righteous people in here? And my righteous ones will live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. And I want to speak from the subject, I will not retreat. I will not retreat. Come on, catch somebody's eyes around you and tell them, I will not retreat. Some of y'all didn't catch nobody's eye. Look them down your aisle. Catch somebody's eye. Tell them, I will not retreat. To retreat is what is mentioned in verse 38. It says, the just shall live by faith. New Living Translation, the righteous one will live by faith. But it says, if any man draw back. To draw back is to retreat. To retreat is to draw back. Another way of saying retreat is to run. You know, I don't know if y'all. I saw a special over there. I probably shouldn't mention. I happened to be flipping the other night, and I saw what's that 30 for 30 when they give the sports stories, 30 for 30 and 30, and saw the story of Mike Vick. And some of y'all know Mike Vick was a famous quarterback in the early 2000s or whatever, and playing for Atlanta Falcons. And then he and his friends got caught dog fighting. Not only when you looked at that, it's really it was really more than dog fighting. They killed dogs and buried dogs. It was a lot worse than most of us was hearing at the time, because we wasn't trying to hear nothing else, because we that was just being because all certain kind of people were saying that's a dog. That's all we were saying. That's about a dog. That's about a dog. It's about a dog. And we don't care. A lot of us, we don't care much about dogs. But as I was watching that, I realized that your life can be, he talked about he had millions of dollars in the bank. Millions of dollars. Ends up going to Leavenworth prison. And then Dungy, Coach Dungy, who's a Christian, started mentoring him and started seeing him. And then they went to advocate for him and made amends. He went to Humane Society for Animals and able to get him out, and he got his career back on track. But he made a dumb decision, and his life went from here to nothing. He said they had to file bankruptcy, and T.I., some of y'all know who T.I. is, when he got out, he had no money. T.I. said, "Man, what you need?" He said, "Well," he said, "I didn't want to ask." He said, "If I could use $50,000. And T.I. instead gave him $75,000. Wouldn't y'all like friends? Isn't that nice, friends? To have friends like that. But your life, when you are dependent upon your just talent, and you're dependent upon this world's economic system, things can change like that. But the just shall live by faith. And the Bible, you need to understand, living by faith for the believers, for the righteous ones. You need to understand, righteous does not mean perfect. We are declared righteous. You don't earn righteousness. Okay? The Bible says in Romans 5 that though we shall reign in life, those who receive the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. So righteousness is a gift that Jesus gives us by faith, and if you receive his righteousness, you will reign in life. You can live at another level of life. But for the believer, those of us who have been declared righteous by the blood of Jesus because of what Jesus did for us, faith is not an option. Faith is not an alternative. For the believer, faith is a command. The just shall. He said, "I'm not suggesting you live by faith. You shall live by faith." You know, Bishop Page was with us for our first service, and he was talking about the fact that for many of us, what this pandemic has done is to help locate our faith. Yeah. It's to help locate our faith. You know, now we have, right now we're going through, you know, it's scary physically because people are dying from a virus. But in 2008, when the Great Recession hit in 2008, jobs were closing left and right. People who were thriving and had great businesses and all of a sudden had nothing. Okay, credit card. You had credit card limits. You may have $10,000 on that credit card limit. They were calling up for the money and said your credit is canceled. Okay, and so now it's further compounded. But as the earth goes through these seasons, for whatever reason, the just are supposed to always be living by faith. Jesus promised us. He told us in this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. All tribulation means it's trouble. Whether it's a virus trouble, or political trouble, or racial trouble, or social injustice trouble, or democratic trouble, or Republican trouble. In this world, you're going to have trouble. He said, you're going to have to learn to trust me. And so the just shall live by faith. And then he says, but if you draw back, if you retreat from living by faith, because you say, I don't need to do that, I got enough money. If you retreat from living by faith, you say, oh, man, I don't need that because my business is rolling now. My career is on a good track. Oh, I got a boo. I got a bae. I done got married. And so for whatever reason, you think you don't need to trust God anymore. God said, if you draw back from faith, his soul has no pleasure in us. God said, that hurts me. It displeases me for you not to believe me. God's greatest pleasure is to be believed. God's greatest pain is to be doubted. And so God says, if you draw back, you cause me pain. You cause me displeasure. Draw back from what? Draw back from faith. But then the writer says, that ain't us. Look, somebody say, that's not us. That's not us. Verse 39, he says, but we are not of them that draw back. I don't care what's going on. We don't retreat from faith. We say, I still believe God. Somebody shout, I still believe God. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, which means personal destruction. He said, you're either going to live by faith or you'll be destroyed. Come on. If those words never meant anything before, it surely means something missing this pandemic. You either live by faith or you're going to be destroyed by this system. You either live by faith or you can be destroyed by this virus. You either live by faith or you can be destroyed through social upheaval. You either live by faith or you can be destroyed by the natural system. But that's not us. We don't draw back. We're not of them that draw back. We're of the people that believe to the saving of the soul. Now the soul here, he's not talking about so your soul can be saved like I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. Y'all don't know nothing about that. I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. I want my soul to be saved. This ain't talking about being born again, going to heaven. This soul is your mind, your will, your emotion. He said, you're going to be one depressed person. You're going to be a distressed person. You're going to be an anxiety-stricken person. You'll be overcome by depression if you don't learn to live by faith. They believe to the saving of the soul. So even when my money's not good, my mind's still good. Even when the job's not good, I can still feel all right because I trust God and I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by the word of God. That's how faith people live. And so the New Living Translation says that retreat or draw back means to turn away. I was living that way, but I don't live that way anymore. I told y'all, and for some reason, even as I prepared this lesson here, this message, I thought about we first came to Columbia and we started attending a church and the assistant pastor of the church, we started attending. We ended up not joining. I was just trying to hold off, thinking maybe God changed his mind about me starting this church. And so we were joining. The Lord said, you ain't joining this church. We went through the whole membership class and everything. Went through the membership class, had membership application. Y'all know about that, right? Lord said, don't you sign that. And so anyway, the assistant pastor was teaching, and the new members class, we got to Tulsa. He said, oh, yeah, I went to Tulsa. He told me, and I went to Rhema Bible Training Center. We were members of Rhema Bible Church. It's so much the foundational teaching that I give you. It comes from the teachings of Kenneth E. Hagin, okay, who Pastor Marshall and I did in this time. We've just gone back. We're saturating ourselves with that word of faith, even on YouTube, okay? We're just watching and listening to Brother Hagin messages. And so, you know, the faith that I have and how I developed my faith came from so much of Kenneth Hagin's teachings and books. And then, you know, I always thought I was going to you'll see this in my book when you get it here shortly. But I tell a story about how when we went to Tulsa, one of the first things I thought I was going to go to Raymond Bible Training Center. And I went by the first day of my job. I went down there to go register for classes. And they said, oh, I'm sorry. They forced their students to live by faith there. They said, oh, no, you can't work a full-time job. You have to be a full-time student during the day. And so I knew I wasn't supposed to go to Bible school there because the Lord told me not to leave my corporate job until he told me and he would use it to get me where I was supposed to be. And I knew it wasn't there yet. But anyway, this young man said, oh, yeah, I went to Rhema. I said, oh, praise God. I'm like, okay, I got a brother of like precious faith. We can talk to each other and encourage. He said, but he said quickly, I don't I don't believe that stuff anymore. I said, oh. I never forget. He said, well, I went there, but I don't believe that stuff no more. I know what he was saying. Because us faith people, we say it till we see it. Us faith people, we believe God beyond our circumstances. Our faith people believe that the tumor on the medical x-ray can disappear on the next visit. Us faith people believe that God has the last say. And I know what he meant. He meant I'm not out there. I don't believe like that anymore. I'm more balanced, you know. God heals some, he don't heal others. You know, some people gonna be rich, some people gonna be poor. Okay, sarah, sarah. And I knew exactly what he meant. And so when I think about this, if any man draw back, can I say, what do you have to lose by believing God? What do you have to lose? You know, a few years ago, there was a common saying among our church. I had us confessing regarding financial prosperity. Come on, some of y'all say it with me now. Say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Now, some of y'all scared to say that. Now, if you're already broke, what you got to lose? So people say something like, well, I wouldn't say it. Well, why? Why? If Jesus said, if you have faith, even as a grain of mustard, you will say to this mountain. If you have faith, you would say to the sycamine tree. If you had faith like I did, you would speak to that. You would speak to that fig tree and said, no man eat fruit of you from this day forever. And you come back in 24 hours and it's dried up. You see, just because you don't have faith to say, don't mean somebody shouldn't have faith to say. What do you have to lose? We are not of those that draw back, that go back to natural thinking and natural system. We continue believing God. And during this time, it is such a challenge for us to make sure that we don't retreat. We don't retreat back to the natural. We don't retreat just to thinking that our Savior is going to come through. Our Savior is going to come through politics. Well, if this one get out of office and that one get in, and all our trouble is going to be over. Y'all don't really believe that, do you? Man, we got so-and-so running for Senate, and this one, man, we can just change, flip, we can flip the Senate. Glory to God. Everything going to be fine. You don't really believe that, do you? Especially for faith people. Because God will never allow his people to give anything or anybody the glory but him. He said, my glory I will not give to another. So to draw back from faith and let me say, even aggressive faith. Now, this is what I do tell you. Your faith has to become solidified beyond, I can say this, manifestation in your time. I'm at a place now where I have what I really believe is really mature faith. So somebody says stuff like, well, what do you do when you lay hands on somebody and they died? I lay hands on the next one. Yeah, let that sink in. Well, what do you do when you prayed for something and it didn't happen? I pray it's going to happen the next time. That's mature faith. Because see, what the devil wants you to do, he wants you to change your theology based upon your incidents and your circumstances. God is a God. God is good even if my life is bad. God is a provider even if my account is in the negative. Now, I really want to talk about this for a moment. Let me stop here for a moment. Because Pastor Marcia, sometimes she talks and encourages our intercessors more on a regular basis and talks to them. She said, you know, some of them were really going through and I got them on a Zoom so I could talk to them and encourage them about these certain things that happened or didn't happen, manifestation or this. She said, you know, some of them, they really get messed up. They The truth of the matter is, we're supposed to believe God, period. And yet we still got to believe in God's sovereignty. So somebody say, well, what do you do when you fasted, when you prayed, you sowed a seed and it still didn't happen? Would you rather it not happen and you didn't pray and you didn't fast and you didn't sow a seed? Live with yourself with that. What if I had prayed? What if I sowed a seed? What if I had fasted? No, we pull out the stops. And then we still say, God, I trust you. I'm telling you, mature, solidified, rock solid faith is faith that says, I believe God, period. I have gone through some unlovely things. I've met some unlovable people. And God still is love. You didn't catch that. I've gone through some things that if I think in the natural, how if God loves me, could I go through this? God still loves me. That's why I'm still living today. And he brought me through it. 24:10, Proverbs 24:10. Put that up. And we're going to look in those two translations again. The King James says, if you faint in a day of adversity, your strength is small. Is your faith strong enough to take you through crisis? If not, you really don't have faith. Because that's what faith is for. If you faint in a day of adversity or crisis, thy strength is small. I said to Pastor Marcia, I said, what it impresses me more now? Somebody who stays in faith when they didn't get it. I said, I'm more impressed with somebody who still keep coming to church and believe God and stay consistent despite the negative things that happen. That impresses me. And I believe it impresses God too. Now put that scripture back up there from the Message translation. It said, if you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. Y'all know I could have wrote that scripture, right? That sounds like he asked me how to interpret that. If you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. You say your personal crisis. I watch this, y'all. Jesus. I know we say I love God more than anything and anybody until you're going through a divorce. Now I can't come to church anymore. Oh, but I thought you loved God more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. Long as I don't lose my job. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Long as my house don't get foreclosed on. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Long as nobody close to me dies. So your faith is conditional. Lord, as long as you cross all the T's and dot all the I's, I'll serve you. As long as you don't let me experience any pain, I'll serve you. As long as I don't go through anything that doesn't make sense, I'll serve you. Anybody ever been going through some stuff that don't make sense? I tell you, I joke about it, but I'm only partially joking. When I say, when I found out at 45 years old in 2006, some of y'all get me to do the math, I know I don't look that old. Ain't God been good to me? Somebody say, yes, you do with that beard today. I was somewhere and I had my mask on. And so I had my mask on and the young lady said to me, So do you have grandchildren? I was insulted. What makes you think I got grandchildren? Look in my eyes. That's probably what she's looking at. I'm like, you don't have grandchildren. You need to be carding me or something. But we can't be of those that draw back. Somebody say, I will not retreat. So the drawback means, hey, I don't believe God like it anymore. I'm not going to trust God anymore. Oh, this is so good. How people say it after they've been hurt in a relationship? They say, I'm not putting myself out there like that anymore. That's how they say it, right? I'm not putting myself out there like that anymore. You can't ever get to place. I'm not putting my faith out like that anymore. I'm not going to trust God like that anymore. Heard a testimony the other day. Somebody said they were never able to get a house, but they just felt this was the time. They said credit hadn't changed, but their faith had changed. This is another testimony about God doing things that hadn't been seen before.
God wants us to be persistent and steadfast in our faith. He wants us to draw near and draw close, but don't draw back. In this powerful series, Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages us to remain strong in our faith despite any circumstance. To order this series, just call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for I Will Not Retreat. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.